website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Our issue today, what role does God play in the political leadership and our selection of those leaders? What role does God play? Let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. Is it God that places the person in office, or is it the vote of human beings that places that individual in office? Which is it, or is it both? Are we responsible for the leadership and the end result, or is God responsible? Who is it that puts man in office and removes them? Is it our vote, or is it God, or is it both? We'll be talking about that today. I think it's very, very urgently important for us to understand how God's hand works in the affairs of man. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation today, I believe, is in the state of political, ethnic, moral uncertainty as never before. Today we have what I'm simply calling a lame duck, cognitively depleted Joe Biden seated in the Oval Office. By the way, just received this morning some additional news that validates the fact that the election was stolen in 2020. And I understand that's my opinion. You can have a different opinion if you like. I'd like for you to prove that it wasn't stolen. If anybody believes that Joe Biden really got 81 million votes that put him legally in the Oval Office, you need to see a psychiatrist. It's an impossibility. That just did not happen. We've been told that, but we also know, ladies and gentlemen, that facts are facts, and you cannot defeat and absolutely lie about the facts. That's not the purpose of the broadcast today. But the point is, we've got a man in the Oval Office today that simply is illegally seated. And today, ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media are all on the same page, trying to give a complete whitewash to cackling Kamala Harris's background. Today, our nation is viewed globally as weak, ineffective, asleep. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in the most dangerous, precarious position that I believe America's been in the history of our great nation. I understand there have been some tremendously dangerous, dark days in history past, but I believe we're in one of the waves of dangerously dark times. And as I mentioned before on this broadcast, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2 clearly states that in the last days we would live in perilous times. It means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult times. And that's where we are today. And ladies and gentlemen, as we are seen globally as being weak and ineffective, and today we witness, as I call it, all guns still blazing in an effort to nullify President Donald J. Trump and his reelection effort. The Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, over the past decades, almost a decade now, have done all possible to destroy Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about some of those efforts, but our transition will be, how are people put in office? Now, yes, we have elections. We've got a primary coming up on the 20th of this month. Then we have the November the 5th on the national political scene, where citizens will go in. I hope it's all citizens, but we already know that illegal invaders will be voting also. But it's man, as we vote, that we think we're putting a person in office. And we do. But there is a little question there. What role does God play in that? That's what we'll talk about today, and we'd love to have your involvement, dialogue, and discussion on it. What are your thoughts? After a brief monologue, Dr. Davis and I will then have jawboning, if you please, a little bit of dialogue and discussion with you, our listener, in relationship to the question, what role does God play in political leaders and placing them in office? What role do we play? Or is there a difference? Ladies and gentlemen, right after the monologue, we invite you to telephone call, join the dialogue and discussion by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, talking with his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the word of God validated says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, let me say at the top of the program today, truth matters. It makes a vast difference. And I understand there's some that disagree with that. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that made this profound statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." And we find that to be truthful, factual, even today. Ladies and gentlemen, you can deny truth, you can reject truth, you can bifurcate truth, you can try to undermine truth, you can try all you might to prevent truth from going forth, but truth is still truth. It is the responsibility of the Christian church today. It is our responsibility as Christians. It's our responsibility as citizens of the kingdom of God. It's our responsibility as citizens of America today to make sure that we make the determination of decisions based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. And as we look at the truth book, we need to look at what I call a central biblicist view of the world and what is taking place. As we see what's happening in America, as we look at what is taking place in Venezuela, as we look at what is taking place in Iran and Russia and Ukraine and North Korea, et cetera, et cetera. I can go around the globe. As we see those events, we need to see them through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say in relationship to it? But ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, one of the problems, if you want to look at that, or look at it on that basis, is that so many in America today disbelieve in absolute truth, reject absolute truth. Headline I'm looking at, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. 55% of those same young people in America, 18 to 35 years of age, say each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You can take a fragment of truth. You can bifurcate truth. And I've said so many times on this broadcast, a half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And listen, defend the truth even to death." Defending the truth. That's what Ezekiel 33, verses 1 through 10, calls being the watchman on the wall. The watchman on the wall has the responsibility of looking ahead and seeing the danger coming and warning others, danger ahead, danger ahead. That's the charge that God gives us as Christians. Pastors in the pulpits have the responsibility of warning danger ahead, danger ahead. May I just simply insert a little parenthetical footnote? I believe that America is in the condition that it's in today because of a laxity in the pulpits, the wokeness in the pulpits, the lack of spiritual tenacity in the pulpits, the failure to speak the truth in speaking about, talking about global events, national events, local events from a biblical worldview. Too many people believe that somehow, some way, if you're a Christian, all you're supposed to talk about is Jesus. I don't find that to be true any place in the Word of God. God created the home, God created government, God created the church, and in that order. Anything we talk about in relationship to the home, the church, and civil government are all confined in the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation. There's no such thing as political speech, no such thing as religious speech, no such thing as simply being biblical speech. It is all speech that is rooted, founded, and funneled out of the Word of God. Whatever we say, ladies, listen, don't let anybody bamboozle you, if I can use that term. I don't even know where it originated. Don't let somebody bamboozle you into believing that because you're a Christian, you ought not to talk about civil government. We call it political things today. You find throughout the Scripture, and we'll be talking about a number of those political leaders that we see in the Scripture and what they did that displeased God and how God removed them from their position, but man put them there and God removed them. That's the essence of where we're going today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own the landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the generators, the backup power equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier to help you find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. At the top of that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family and staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait to see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The question is, the issue today, what role does God play in political leaders and their going into office? How did they get there? Did they literally really get there because God placed them there? Did they really get there because we voted on them to put them there? Ladies and gentlemen, today, across the political spectrum, there is a demonic battle taking place. And it's fountainheaded out of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, trying to eviscerate Donald Trump to prevent his candidacy. Let me just give you a little history of that for the past decade of what has taken place. You remember the Russiagate scam, sham, prosecutions, that Russia, that Trump was a puppet of Russia. You remember Robert Mueller's $40 million tax-paid effort to destroy Donald Trump? Do you recall the two phony impeachment efforts by the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party? What about the January 6th Commission in an effort to prosecute Trump for insurrection? More and more it's coming out, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, on that false, phony, illegally constituted January 6th Commission. More and more they're discovering that most everything within that commission's finding were fabricated or bifurcated out of the 41,000 clock hours of video footage on the for every portion of the Capitol building. And ladies and gentlemen, it was just another one of the attempts. Now, Donald Trump has been persecuted and prosecuted illegally to try to prevent him from running for office. There's an attempt to bankrupt him. There's an attempt to destroy his reputation. There's an attempt to prevent him from being a candidate. And ladies and gentlemen, as the world watches, there are two or three things we need to ask. That's what we'll be talking about today. First of all, is God or man? Is it God or man that selects our political civil government leaders? And ladies and gentlemen, I have Dr. Glenn Davis with me today. Dr. Davis and I usually have a wonderful time on Fridays presenting the truth of the Word of God in a context and in a particular area and venue that we can understand it and grasp it and allow God to speak to us and direct us and use us. We find it is a blessing and a benefit as we talk about governmental issues, political issues, biblical issues, questions that perhaps you've never thought of or you've never had an answer to. The phone lines are open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, thank you for being here today.
Amen. Thanks so much, Dr. Youngblood, and I thank God for the opportunity to share with the people of God again on today. Amen. Truly, amen. I have a great love, amen, for the church and for God's amen. People. And I thank God for that because this is what is needed in today's society. Mm-hmm. Certainly, people like you and I who are trying to keep the people of God informed.
Amen.
You know, one of the greatest weapons that the devil uses against the church mm-hmm. is ignorance. Now,
right.
We're not talking about, you know, on a sarcastic level. I mean, we're not trying to do that.
Well, the Apostle Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren.
Amen.
Well,
yeah. We're not saying this in a degrading fashion.
Right.
But the thing is, when you're just not informed, mm-hmm. that's a great weapon. That's a tool that the devil can use.
That's exactly
so certainly
right.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that you're not in the dark mm-hmm. pertaining to the matters that we see that are happening in the news, in the media on today, mm-hmm. because there's a great deception out there.
Absolutely.
And if God's people are not informed, mm-hmm. if they're not up on exactly what's happening, if you are not spiritually awakened to the fact that the devil is trying to derail the plan of God by degrading the people of God, number one.
That's right.
Because man was made in God's image, mm-hmm. and he's doing everything to mar that image.
Absolutely.
So if we continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, let God lead us in the right way. When we see these things happening, we'll be fully prepared, and we can be able to make the right decisions. So I say good morning to my bride of 38 years, all my family and friends on today. Certainly, we hope that you will listen with close intentment.
Amen. Tune in and listen. And by the way, Dr. Davis, I tell people what we say on the air every day as we face the issues, make some glad and some mad. If you get mad, tell God, don't tell me.
Amen.
Because what we attempt to do, ladies and gentlemen, is give you information to allow you to allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the very apex of a very critical election season that more than anything else, I believe that we need to be informed about the truth of the candidates, the truth of what is before us, the truth of what is happening, and most of all, as we're focusing on today, who decides who goes in office. Now listen, that might sound fundamental, might sound elemental, but ladies and gentlemen, we will go into the voting booth and we'll cast a ballot. Dr. Davis, one of the things I think is the saddest thing that I can know of in an election is for a person to go in uninformed, as you said a moment ago,
amen,
uninformed,
amen.
And look down the list of the names and say, well, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I think I'll take this and I think I'll take that one. So it is a major, major, major problem in the world today, and especially in America with what we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a brief technical difficulty. We'll be right back in just one moment. Gentlemen, we're having difficulties with technology today, and if it sounds a little odd on the broadcast, that's something that we're trying to clear up as we speak. But the bottom line is we talk about the issues. The thing that I'm concerned about very seriously today is the recognition that we're in an election, and this election can make the difference in the direction that we go into as a nation, as a society. And as such, we need to recognize the need to be informed about our election and to be informed about the candidates. And ladies and gentlemen, the question that we're asking today, what role does God play in the political leadership, and who goes into office and who does not? Is that a decision that's made by man or a decision that's made by God? Some say that God is sovereign, and as a result of God's sovereignty, God picks and chooses the leaders, and we have no choice about it. But basically, God is the puppeteer, and we're the puppets, and God pulls the strings, et cetera, et cetera. That's simply not the way it takes place. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead, question, Kyle, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Hello?
I can hear you, but our technical difficulties is major prevalent as we speak. Go ahead, and I'll try to interpret what you're saying.
What's up? Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay, it's like in the book of Daniel. When Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, he raised up kingdoms and bring them down. He put in a place who he wants to. I don't care. Well, we can vote. Hopefully, God will give us a reprieve for a minute. Because if he doesn't, I know judgment is on this country. And
let me ask you to do this. Go ahead and hang up, and we're going to try to reconnect to get a better connection for us. And you can call back in just a moment. For the constant interruption, it seemed like we have demons in our technology today, but bear with us. We'll try to complete our broadcast today with intelligible communication as we can communicate about the question, what role does God play in the political leaders and they're going into office? I'm with Dr. Davis today, and Dr. Davis and I are talking about this issue, but is it God or is it man? Kenneth just called, and he talked about the text and the Daniel chapter 3 and 4, when Nebuchadnezzar was in office. Nebuchadnezzar made the decision that he was going to do what he wanted to do. And God, the scripture says in that text, if I'm not mistaken, it's Daniel chapter 4, where the scripture says that it is God that sets up kings and takes down kings. It is God that's in control of the leadership in America. But we make the decision to vote. Make the decisions. In fact, in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, and he changes the times and the seasons, and removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we think about what is taking place today, we've got an election before us, and this election is going to determine the direction and the destiny of the United States of America. It's not just some happenstance, not just some little small decision that's got to be made, but ladies and gentlemen, it is man that makes the decision. You recall, Dr. Davis, in the scripture where King Saul, the people wanted to appoint King Saul as king over them, God told the people, don't. If you do, he's going to tax you and take your property. He's going to make slaves out of you. And the people decided, because Saul was tallest above all of them, Saul was viewed in the eyes of the people as being the greatest thing since sliced bread, as I call it. And as a result of that, they made Saul king, King Saul. And you find the results of that, ladies and gentlemen, was that it is just like we're seeing today. We might vote, and if we vote for the wrong person, we're going to get the end results of that decision. We understand that in America today, that presently, and you might disagree, presently we have what I simply call a complete socialist, Marxist, communist dictatorship in office. We have the opportunity, the potentiality of a reprieve to save America. but it's going to take the voting in the right fashion. Dr. Davis, God still sets up kings and removes them, as our caller Kenneth mentioned. In fact, it's found in Daniel chapter 2, verse 16 through 23. And then in Romans chapter 13, ladies and gentlemen, verses 1 and following, God sets up civil government. And if I can just take a moment and truncate the 13th chapter of Romans, the first 7 verses in particular, the purpose of civil government, according to Romans 13, is that civil government is God's servants. And government, as God's servants, has the responsibility charged by God to civil government to prosecute evil and to protect good. Dr. Davis, I believe we've got that reversed today, don't we?
Well, I think, Dr. Youngblood, and you pointed out something that's so important. God had everything planned from the very first beginning, and it was and still is right.
Mm-hmm. God doesn't make mistakes.
As you said, I mean, he wanted to be all that Israel wanted him to be. He wanted to be their chief, their king, their president, so forth and so on. I mean, if we can put it in today's words, I mean, in other words, he always wanted to be their leader. But because of the hardness of their hearts, he allowed them to take part in the process of choosing a leader.
That's right. You used the right term, because he wanted them, it's a volitional choice, wanted humanity to take part in choosing the leadership.
That's it. But then again now, he gave them fair warning.
Yes.
Whoever you choose, he's going to take advantage of your sons and daughters. He's going to take all your crops out the field, so forth and so on. And he's going to, in other words, make proverbial slaves out of you. So if we look at the whole thing in general, that's basically where government has gone today. They're doing the very same thing that God had warned about from the very first leader that was chosen, which was Saul. You know, by the people of Israel. The same thing that God warned them against is happening in our government right now.
Absolutely.
So what I'm trying to say, listen, we have to know that God has equipped us with the Spirit of Truth. From the Spirit of Truth, he is the source of all truth. Everything that we need to know about the truth comes from the Spirit of Truth. But in John chapter 16, I believe it was, he said that the world will not believe or cannot know the Spirit of Truth, or does not know, but well, let's say, they can't believe the truth because they don't know it.
Can't recognize it.
So now, that's where we're at right now today. So this is the reason why we're trying to put all of God's people together. We're trying to bring you together today to help you to come to know and understand that if we yield to the Spirit of Truth, if you have the Holy Spirit on the inside, then the Holy Spirit is supposed to lead you and guide you into all truth. And when it comes down to making selections of people who are leaders, then we have to look for godly qualities in these leaders.
Yes.
Now, it's always been like that from the Old Testament, and we can follow that strand right on through
all the way
to
through
the New Testament, because when we get to the book of Titus, even Paul told Titus to ordain qualified leaders.
And to
so that's still where we are right now today.
That's right. Absolutely.
So we put ourselves in dangerous positions. When we stray away from the Word of God, what's already written in the Scripture, then we make it a dangerous situation for all of life, not just in the United States, but the whole wide world is out of whack because we choose unqualified people to be leaders, even over all these countries. When we look at them, these people don't fear God. Like you said again, they got so much against Christianity. Everything is bent against God and against his people.
Absolutely.
So let's make sure we get this together on today. Only way that we can really do it the way that God wants us to do it is to be led by the Spirit of Truth.
Dr. Davis, says one thing that comes to mind. Maduro in Venezuela supposedly just had a landslide victory for his third term in office. I think it's considered third term. He's a dictator. And the people are in the streets rioting. Thousands have already been arrested because they do not believe that he was really elected. And he wasn't. Here's what's so fascinating to me. Our own governmental officials that behind the scenes know that the Biden administration is illegally in office that stole the election. Now, our government is saying that Maduro is not the qualified elected leader, and our government has selected to choose the one that was Maduro's opponent and say that he is really the winner of the race and that he is the one that we're going to look at as the head of Venezuela.
Podcast, I don't understand talk about that.
The kill. That's right. ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine.